chartered jet, you know, the private jet that would take them down to the Caribbean. We don't know if he was a part of that. We are told Bill Clinton was a part of that, but we don't know much beyond that. Stick around, because guess who's next? We are in for some fun. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Also, you'll hear from Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's all ahead as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Monday he's officially scheduled a vote for Wednesday to oust GOP Conference Chair Liz Cheney from her number three leadership post.
The widely anticipated vote comes as McCarthy and his pro-Trump allies have been plotting Cheney's ouster for the past 2 weeks, as she has continued to condemn President Trump's claims that the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen. McCarthy and other Republicans have argued that Cheney's comments have knocked the GOP off message at a moment when the party is trying to unify and win back the House in next year's midterms. Mr. Trump, Leader McCarthy, and Minority Whip Steve Scalise have all endorsed Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a key Trump ally, to replace Cheney as conference chair once she is successfully ousted. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The UN Security Council held emergency consultations on escalating violence in East Jerusalem. It's considering a proposed statement calling on Israel to cease evictions and calling for restraint and respect for the historic status quo at the holy sites. Council diplomats said all 15 members expressed concern at the rising violence, but the United States said a statement might not be useful at this time. The Biden administration is under fire for increasing unemployment benefits to Democrat-run state and local governments.
The Treasury Department is launching its $350 billion program to distribute aid to state and local governments. The White House argues it gives the economy a needed boost. Critics say it's a blue state bailout that rewards wasteful spending.
Ken Lorman reporting. U.S. officials say a group of 13 armed speedboats of Iran's Revolutionary Guard made unsafe and unprofessional high-speed maneuvers toward U.S. Navy vessels in the Strait of Hormuz today. The U.S. Coast Guard gutter fired warning shots when two of the Iranian boats came dangerously close. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The world says to man up. What does God say? To be a man and rise up in society, you can't leave God on the sidelines. It requires showing up, being present, standing up, speaking truth. In his powerful and long-awaited sequel to the instant bestseller, Kingdom Man, Tony Evans' Kingdom Men Rising challenges men to rise up for what they believe in. Kingdom Men, we must rise. Find out more at TonyEvans.org.
New from Tony Evans, sponsored by the Urban Alternative.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Prosecutors pushed back the date to execute the convicted killer of four people inside a grocery store, Zane Floyd, from June 6th up to July 26th. Charles Daniels, the director of the Nevada Department of Corrections, testified last week that they would need up to 4 months to prepare for a lethal injection. Floyd, who's now 45 years old, killed four and seriously wounded another in a 1999 shooting at an Albertsons on West Sahara Avenue. Wynn Resorts has been dubbed the official nightlife and gaming partner of the Raiders and Allegiant Stadium. The 11,000-square-foot Wynn Field Club will feature what you would expect from a high-end nightclub, which includes premium bottle service, two DJ booths, 42 TVs, a 9-by-35-foot LED screen, along with a 45,000-watt sound system, all taking place just a few feet from the North Goalpost at Allegiant Stadium. The club will open for stadium events, and reservations will be required. What's coming down to the wire for the Golden Knights? They can wrap up the Western Division title tonight with a win against second-place Colorado at T-Mobile Arena.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Crews are cleaning up an incident from earlier, 515 northbound at Pecos. Orange cones are blocking three lanes, so you can squeeze through the shoulders there. 515 northbound at Pecos, expect some delays through there. Also another crash, 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. That's partially blocking the right lane through there.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Final hour for a Monday. We expect to hear from Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Also, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will talk about Mother's Day and his column. He did a Mother's Day column, which was really, really fascinating. And I'll let you hear his perspective on how Mother's Day is kind of a rebuke of big government. You know, the old "it takes a village to raise a child," that kind of thing. Just horrible, horrible stuff. And we'll get a chance to do that in just a few minutes. First, though, I want you to hear, because it's going to be a busy week in Washington. The president is, in fact, he was meeting, maybe he's still meeting, I don't know, with Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, kind of the linchpin on whether Biden gets what he wants, or if he has to bargain with Republicans, which would be a nice thing to see happen. But I want you to hear from Kevin McCarthy, because Kevin McCarthy is going to have a vote on Wednesday on ousting Liz Cheney from leadership in the House of Representatives. She is one of the Republican leadership team. And Liz Stefanik is going to take her place. They've got the votes. They're going to have the vote on Wednesday. But I want you to hear from Kevin McCarthy. This is cut one. He was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday, a Sunday morning futures. Listen to this, talking about the Wednesday vote that will oust Liz Cheney. Here it is.
What can you tell us about next week? Do you have the votes to formally oust Liz Cheney?
Well, Maria, everyone in leadership serves at the pleasure next week, and we want to be united in looking moving forward, and I think that's what will take place.
Is this just her ideology? Is that she is unable to get over being never Trump and hindering her ability to discuss that very message that you just laid out?
No, any member can take whatever position they believe in. That's what the voters vote on the individuals, and they make that decision. What we're talking about is a position in leadership. We are in one of our biggest battles ever for this nation and the direction whether this next century will be ours. As conference chair, you have one of the most critical jobs of the messenger of going forward. Are we talking about what the Democrats are doing on the border? Are we talking about all the missed jobs report that we just had? Are we building an economy? Are we watching Joe Biden create inflation that we've never seen before, a takeover of government, the rising of taxes, the damage of what will be done that we cannot come back for? That's why we need a conference that's united. That's why we need a conference chair that is delivering that message day in and day out and uniting the nation to make sure that we are on the right footing going forward.
He's got the votes, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. The other thing that is big going on this week in our nation's capital, they're continuing to pitch. And in fact, Dr. Fauci, believe it or not, says maybe it's time for us to deal with the mask subject, the mask indoors. We've already dealt with the mask outdoors, which is essentially you don't need it. But now we're starting to talk about something different. And Dr. Fauci has been talking a lot about that. In fact, Dr. Fauci, let's go to cut four, because I want you to hear Dr. Fauci answering maybe the biggest question: when can we lose the mask? This is cut four, Dr. Fauci, and this was yesterday with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. Here it is.
Let's get to mask wearing, because this is where, at what point can we stop wearing masks outside? At what point, if vaccinated people get together, do you take the masks off? And are we is the mask going to be something we have with us in a seasonal aspect?
You know, that's quite possible. I think people have gotten used to the fact that wearing masks, clearly, if you look at the data, diminishes respiratory diseases. We've had practically a non-existent flu season this year, merely because people were doing the kinds of public health things that were directed predominantly against COVID-19. The Australians, during their winter, same thing. They had almost no flu, largely due to the kinds of things, including mask wearing. So it is conceivable that as we go on a year or two or more from now, that during certain seasonal periods, mm-hmm. when you have respiratory-borne viruses like the flu, people might actually elect to wear masks to diminish the likelihood that you'll spread these respiratory-borne diseases?
You know, about a year ago at this point in time, there was some chatter that, okay, maybe we just went through the worst. Summer was coming, and you'd have some people warn, look, even if things are die down now, we're going to have a rough fall and winter, which of course is what we had. Now here we are a year later. What is the likelihood we could have a rough fall, or are we looking at molehills no matter how bad things get?
Well, the fact that we have vaccines right now, Chuck, is really a game changer. I mean, if we get, which we will, to the goals that the president has established, namely if we get 70% of the people vaccinated by the 4th of July, namely one single dose, and even more thereafter, you may see blips, but if we handle them well, it is unlikely that you'll see the kind of surge that we saw in the late fall and the early winter. That's the reason, Chuck, why we plead with people to get vaccinated, because the larger proportion of the population that's vaccinated, the less likelihood that in a season like the coming fall or winter, you're going to see a significant surge. There's no doubt about that. That's the reason why vaccinations are so important.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, and I'm just going to tell you, people are ready to get rid of their masks. They just are. I don't know if you could put it to a vote. I mean, maybe this is something that we could do some do like a state by state voting, and states could vote to end the mask. Would you like that? I mean, that's something, you know, like in the People's Republic of California, they do that a lot, you know, with initiatives and things like that. And we've got the initiative process here. It's a little more difficult, I think. But they do it in the People's Republic of California all the time. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines just real briefly at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is that something we should do as a state? Now, again, the governor may come out June 1 and say, the masks are over. We're not going to do the masks anymore. You don't have to wear them to a Raiders game. You don't have to wear them for a playoff game, you know, at T-Mobile. Would that be the way to do it? I almost think state by state you could go, and if you, because this is not a red and a blue issue. This is something I think that unites just about everybody. Go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Kev. I'm sorry I don't have the medical experience of Dr. Brady, who called earlier in the show. But his wonderful medical advice is from out of science fiction. But anyway, the mask thing you're talking about, have you noticed that the flu season, do you know anybody who hardly gotten the flu? That comes from wearing masks to protect people from the COVID. That's what it's doing. It protects you. I don't know anybody who's gotten the flu. I don't know if you have.
I have not. I got it maybe 2 or 3 years ago when I took a flu shot and a pneumonia shot and a shingle shot all in the same arm, all at the same time.
But this year, this season right
and
now.
I got the flu really bad,
like
by the way.
70 or 80%.
Well, that's
that
great,
comes
but
from wearing masks.
But we're not going to wear masks. We're not going to do it.
Well,
our society will not.
People haven't gotten the flu.
Hey, Carl, if you want to meet me for a beer sometime and you want to wear a mask inside a bar or a restaurant,
no,
be my guest, man.
I'm fully vaccinated. That's beside the point. But what I'm saying, that's why a lot of people have not contracted the flu this year, because a lot of people are wearing masks. It saved them from that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They work. They work.
I don't doubt it. But the fact is, we still had, you know, 500,000 people die. Even though people were wearing masks, they were still getting it.
But a lot of those people who did die probably weren't. They were anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers and anti-whatever. A good majority of them were. half the, what, 70% or 75% of the Republicans, I just checked, said they won't take the shot. They won't. They want nothing to do with it.
The numbers I saw were one in five.
One in five?
Yeah. But,
no, is that all? I thought it was more than that.
But here's the deal. The fact is that people don't want to wear masks. They're tired of it.
Of course.
And the fact is that as soon as we get the go-ahead, people are going to have mask-burning parties. They're going to have all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah,
they really
but
are.
The go-ahead will come when enough people are vaccinated. That's when you'll get the go-ahead.
And that's why more people need to get vaccinated. But again, after consulting their physician, they're faith-based people, whatever. Hey, Carl, I got to run. I'm glad you called and I thank you. That's Clinical Carl. He's not a medical doctor. No. He's not that kind of doctor. Anyway, stay where you are. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, if someone has a hefty balance in their IRA, and let's say they're over 59 and a half, is it time to talk about a Roth conversion?
Well, Steve, it's never a bad time to talk about a way to put your money in a place where you don't have to share it with Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper anymore.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
So what am I talking about? Well, if you have money in an IRA or a 401k, and it's not a Roth, it's a regular IRA, regular 401k, and you see the balance grow, you're excited because you have a right to be excited. Your money's going up. You've battled the market, and you're going up. The problem is, Steve, you've taken all the risk. Who gets to enjoy a lot of your return?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper, because you have it in a taxable account. So how can you not have it in a taxable account? Well, you can look at Roth conversion strategies. Now, there's no free lunch out here in the world, especially when we're talking about taxes. So if you want to convert your money, you're going to have to pay tax on the amount you convert that year. Or you can also, here's another thing to do, take advantage of your Roth 401k or a regular Roth account when you're putting money in. Now, you don't get a tax write-off, but that money will grow tax-free forever, and you won't have to take it out unless you want to take it out in the future, and it will pass on to your next of kin tax-free as well. So there's a lot of strategies. It's complex, and that's why a lot of you out there have not taken advantage of the Roth strategies. We utilize Roth in our TNS strategy, the tax navigation strategy, so we can show you, if you have big balances in your IRAs, how much you can convert per year and not have it hurt you that much in taxes. So, Steve, the next 20 people who call, we'll put together for them their own total retirement plan. It's 22 different steps. One of them is one we're talking about here, no cost or obligation.
That's right. Just call or text right now, 888-702-6932, and you'll receive everything Coach Pete is offering today. Call or text 888-702-6932. That's call or text 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As a practicing Catholic, this is an issue that, to me, is critical. You've got two archbishops out there, Archbishop Salvatore Cordeleon of San Francisco and Robert McElroy of San Diego. He's a bishop. He's not an archbishop. He's a bishop. They disagree on a critical issue. McElroy says that the campaign to exclude Catholic officials over the abortion issue will have a destructive consequences. Communion, he said, is being weaponized and deployed in as a tool in a political warfare. Cordeleon has made it clear that his view that such political figures who favor abortion, including President Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, should not receive communion. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think it matters. There are a lot of very sinful people that come up the aisle to receive communion every Sunday and or Saturday night. And the fact is that they do it, and they give them communion, and that's fine. That doesn't mean it's right, but that's up to the churchgoer. But it's weird that you've got two Catholic bishops, and by the way, I'm surprised that the one in San Francisco is the one that wants to deny Nancy Pelosi communion. I would have thought it would be the other way around, that the San Diego a bishop would say, come on down, and that it would be the San Francisco one. I don't know. It's just very, very weird. I want you to hear from Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a mega creative guy. He is heavily invested in the state of Nevada. He's also invested in the People's Republic of California. And he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. Anyone that's seen any of these space shot things, and he was there at the very beginning of this, and he's really helped to create an entire cottage industry. But I'll let you be the judge. You tell me if Elon Musk is funny. This is Cut 5, Saturday Night Live. Two nights ago.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So we'll make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But don't worry, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode. I'd first like to share with you my vision for the future. I believe in a renewable energy future. I believe that humanity must become a multi-planetary space-faring civilization. Those seem like exciting goals, don't they? Now, I think if I just posted that on Twitter, I'd be fine. But I also write things like 69 days after 420, again, ha-ha. I don't know, I thought it was funny. That's why I wrote ha-ha at the end. Look, I know I sometimes say or post strange things, but that's just how my brain works. To anyone I've offended, I just want to say, I reinvented electric cars and I'm sending people to Mars in a rocket ship. Did you think I was also going to be a chill, normal dude?